Time for a different look at life in the United States that we call Only in America. Here's Ted Lanfair.
This is the story of what may be the perfect, or at least still most popular, party song, almost half a century after it was written. Americans of all ages can tell you in a flash that those are the first notes of one of the greatest songs in rock and roll history, Louie Louie, made famous 46 years ago by a group called the Kingsmen. Louie Louie is about a Jamaican sailor talking to a bartender named Louie about the sailor's girl back home. It was written in 1955 by rhythm and blues singer Richard Berry. He sang it slowly and smoothly, and almost nobody paid attention to it. Only when the Kingsmen recorded an upbeat version in 1963 in Portland, Oregon, did it become a hit. The Kingsmen lead singer was Jack Ely, who, for some reason, pronounced the bartender's name as Louie Louie. And when Ely went on to mumble most of the words, an underground legend grew up around the song. Parents and a lot of kids were sure there was some sexual reference in there. The governor of the state of Indiana even called Louie Louie pornographic. He got the U.S. Postal Service, the FBI, and the federal agency that regulates broadcasting to investigate. A few radio stations banned the song, but thanks to Ely's sloppy singing, no one was ever able to positively identify anything off-color in the lyrics. The song became the Kingsmen's biggest hit, but it cost Jack Ely his job for mangling the lyrics, and Louie Louie became a party classic. In fact, a lot of people know the song the way they, too, mumbled it as they were dancing, sometimes after a few too many drinks. I'm Ted Lanfair.